more.
This is Equip and Empower, the Christine Kane podcast. For everyone who desires to bring hope, create change, and live out their God-given destiny with passion and joy. Here's your host, Christine Kane.
Hey everyone, how y'all doing? I am so glad that you have joined us today. I know that God has a word for you. We are talking today about what it is to unplug so that we can plug in. And how many of us have a phone? And I have got a charger for our phone. You know, I don't know, I travel so much and there is nothing more hilarious than when you are going through an airport, no joke, and you can see people, man, they're like looking, like they're like missing flights, checking the board because they're like, I need to stick my phone. It's like they're like on crack. Like I need to put my phone in. And we are like the first generation that in our hands, we have all of our communication, all of our entertainment and all of our news and information, bang, it's all there. There was a day, and certainly when I was growing up in the day of the dinosaurs, that, you know, if you wanted to communicate, you had to write a letter. I mean, I'm talking about like a pen. I don't know if you know what one of those things is, and paper, and you would actually write something and then you would have to stick it in an envelope, lick a stamp and stick it in there and put it in a post box, and then you would pray and fast and pray and intercede and hope that it was going to get to the other side. Well, we don't even know what that is anymore because I just send a text and I'm expecting an answer immediately from someone on the other side of the planet, because that's the world that we live in. And there is nothing that freaks this generation out more than to be unplugged. To be unplugged from the world. It's like, oh no, what's going on? And you know, if I don't, it's almost like people are freaking out if they can't check their social media or their status or how many likes did I get. And as bad as, you know, being unplugged is actually not having a plug to plug in your charger. It's like people are freaking out. And if their phone is only got, oh, I've only got 1%, quick, I've only got, and then like, I mean, they'll like bowl people over in the airport to stick that in the plug because it's like, I've only got 1%. I've only got 1%. And some of you, you're operating right now in life and you feel like you're at just 1%. You feel like you've got barely enough to give. You can't, and you've been trying to plug in to all of the wrong things to get your power source. And you think, man, if it was just more people or more parties or more drugs, or more sex or more money or more position. And you know what? It's leaving you dry because that current is not going to charge you. You were created by God for a relationship with God. It's Jesus that connects us to God, and it's Jesus that connects us to the grace of God. So until you learn to unplug from this world and plug into God, you are always going to feel empty. You are always going to feel barren. And in this series, we're going to learn exactly what it is to unplug so that we can plug in, so that we can be fully charged and do what God has called us to do and be who God has called us to be on this earth. That's who we want to be. And so in the book of Luke chapter 5, I love this scripture. There's a great story of when Jesus cleanses a leper in Luke chapter 5. It says this, verse 12, while he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. So he wasn't just partially had leprosy, he was full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched. I love that about Jesus. I need you to know that leprosy was a terminal disease here. The lepers were the most marginalized group of people. I mean, they would walk along the street. They actually had to cry out, leper coming, leper coming, so that people would cross the street and walk on the other side of the street. They were the untouchables. And so the reason that this is a powerful story, even at this point, is because the Bible says Jesus reached out and touched him. I want you to know that no one is too dirty for Jesus to touch them. That you're watching this and you're thinking, but I have messed up so bad, Christine. You don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've said. How could God forgive me? How could God want a relationship with me? How could God want to touch me? But I'm here to tell you that there's nothing that you've done that is too big to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Your God loves you. Your God cares for you. Your God embraces you. Your God will always touch you. He created you in His image. He created you with the touch of his hands. He made you out of clay. You are not an accident. God made you by divine design, and he made you on purpose. Everything else he spoke into being. He spoke the stars into being. He spoke the skies into being. He spoke the grass and the animals into being. But when it came to you, he didn't speak you into being. He touched you. He made you out of the clay. And then guess what? You took his breath away. He breathed his breath on the inside of you. That's how much your God loves you. And God's got a plan and a purpose and a destiny for you. So it says it touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as Moses commanded, for a proof to them. But now even more the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. Don't you love that about Jesus? He's like, don't say nothing. And you couldn't shut the guy up. He says, like, don't say nothing. And he went and told everyone, and greater crowds came. I mean, we would do a marketing program. We would put it on Facebook. We would do an email blast. We would put it out there on Twitter and Instagram. Come to the big healing crusade. Come to the big miracle. Jesus goes, don't say nothing. And the crowds still turn up. That's the kind of ministry I want. When I'm saying to everyone, don't say anything. Don't post anything. Don't tell anyone. And then we turn up and go, the crowds, where did they come from? That's the kind of revival that I believe in God for. It says, but he, Jesus, but he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. But Jesus would withdraw. So there's crowds that are there. I mean, Jesus has done signs and wonders and miracles. Isn't it so fascinating that in the middle of so many miracles that Jesus still took the time to withdraw and pray? And we're going to talk about this, because the fact is that what Jesus had done for this leper was profound. I mean, not only was the physical disease horrible, I mean, imagine you lose all sense of touch and feeling. That's why they say, you know, the victims of leprosy, you could have your hand on a fire and not even know. And you've burned, you don't feel, you lose all your sensation. You lose your extremities, your fingers drop off. It is a brutal disease. But in these days, the social consequences of the disease were as brutal as, you know, the physical consequences of the disease. And so for Jesus to touch him, and for this man, I think he was a gutsy man anyway, that he broke taboo to reach out to Jesus and just say, look, if you will, make me well. And Jesus says, I am willing, be cleansed. But after all of this, all the crowds gathered, Jesus still took time to unplug and to go away and pray. And I want to talk about this for the next couple of weeks. And you know, a lot of us would think, but Chris Kane, you're talking about unplugging and you have got such a massive life. I mean, I've had someone say to me recently, which I thought was hilarious. They said, oh, Christine, I follow you on Instagram and I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted after a week. I don't even go where you go, but I'm so tired watching where you go and what you do. Now, God has given me a supernatural strength. There's no doubt about that. Both Nick and I and our family, and a grace to do what we're called to do. But I need you to know that a huge priority in my life is my time with the Lord, and that I will often withdraw from crowds and even things I want to do and places I want to go to, because most of the things I want to do now, like, I really want to do it. I love the people in my life. I love what I get to do. But if I can't be with people all the time and be with God, I can't be with people all the time and be being replenished. I can't produce this kind of content for TV all the time and conferences all the time and lead, hopefully, with wisdom, A21 and Propel, and at the same time, be at every party, answer every text, talk to every person. You cannot do 10,000 things to the glory of God. Somewhere you have got to rest. Somewhere you have got to pull back. And in fact, the older I've gotten, the more time to rest I've put in my schedule. And if I plan to finish strong, you know, my spiritual mama is Joyce Meyer. She's 75 years young. She leaves us all for dead, man. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I just wrote 3 books, walked 5 miles. You know, I'm like, awesome. And what are you doing? I'm trying to get out of bed. Okay. So it's like, you know, there's something. But she has taught me along the way that at different age milestones as well, if you want, you're 52, Chris, if you want to be strong at 60, here's some adjustments you're going to have to make. You can't do what you were doing at 21. You can't do what you were doing at 30. You can't do what you were doing at 40. Now, I could still be highly fruitful and effective and by God's grace feel healthy and great. But if I don't take time to unplug and to plug into God, then I've got nothing to give to anyone else. I've got nothing to give to my husband. I've got nothing to give to my children. And do you notice, we have got a society that's running on empty. And so people are just short-tempered all the time. People have got zero margin in their lives. And you see it. You see that they're constantly tired. It's almost like a badge of honor. How are you? Tired. How are you? Exhausted. How are you? I'm so busy. I'm like, okay, what are you actually doing? Some of you need to unplug from your Netflix binges. Because it's not always, oh, I'm just too busy for God. No, half the time you're just too lazy and too busy doing things you shouldn't be doing. Just doing things we shouldn't be doing, wasting times. Just wasting a whole bunch of time. But we live in a culture, and especially because we are connected 24/7, and because we've got, you know, we've got our phone there because we're either watching something on a program, or we're reading the news, or we're scrolling through social media, or we're texting with someone, or we're FaceTiming with someone. It's just never ending. Never, the whole world's walking around like this. The whole world, this is it. We no longer see people's faces. I mean, have you ever gone to dinner lately and just watched people at restaurants?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got people right there, and I'm like, they're like this. And I'm like, wow. Can you imagine, like, if a weirdo from outer space came and said, I'm going to go to a restaurant and watch all these aliens called humans. I'm going to watch them interact. And they're all sitting around and nobody's talking to each other. We're all just sitting here like this, all around the same time. But that's what it's like. It's we are constantly plugged in to the point that we're exhausted, to the point that there's no tsunami that doesn't hit that we don't know about in 2 seconds, no major terrorist attack that doesn't hit that we don't know about in 1 second. We know what our friend on the other side of the world's doing before they've almost even done it. It's that, you know, we're not actually wired up to know so much about so many things all at the same time, and then we're wondering why we're so anxious and why we are so exhausted and there's so much FOMO going on and it's so bad. The Bible says that Jesus was having a revival. The crowds were coming. It was amazing. And he went away to pray. He said, you know what? I'll be back. There's more healings to come. There's more deliverance to come, because I promise you, there's always going to be a need. There's always going to be something that somebody's going to need. There's always going to be something that somebody's going to want. There's always going to be a crisis somewhere. I've had to learn this with work. There is always going to be, with 15 offices around the world, somebody's awake. No matter what it is, 24/7, one of my staff in some continent is awake, and there's always a drama going on. There's always you can't do what I do without there being some major crisis. So if I'm going to actually sleep at night, if I'm actually going to be able to hear from God, if I'm actually going to be able to live a fruitful and a flourishing life and a peaceful life, then you know what? I'm just going to have to flat out unplug from some things so that I can plug into God. And yes, you see me, you go, wow, Chris, you're doing all of this stuff. But can I just say I've got the most amazing team? Can I just say that I certainly don't do it all? And there's a lot of things I don't do so that I can do what only I can do. And I intentionally allow margin in my day, in my week, in my month, and in my year for time that I am replenishing with the Lord, because I am not like some superhero. I too, like everybody else, need to wait upon the Lord so that I can renew my strength. What I do doesn't renew my strength. It depletes me. I love what I do, but that's not the source of my strength. The work that I do with A21 isn't the source of my strength. The work I do with Propel isn't the source. I love this stuff. I love preaching and I love teaching and it's awesome. But the source of my strength is Jesus, not what I do. The source of my strength is not even Nick. It's not my husband. It's Jesus. The source of my strength is not my children. It is Jesus. And if you don't make some time in our chaotic world where someone's always going to text you, there's another party going on, there's another opportunity to do that, if you don't make some time to unplug, then you are going to have a meltdown. And I believe what we're seeing in our world, and all the anxiety and all the depression and the hypermedication, not in every case, of course, but in some cases, is purely a result of people's anxiety at being connected 24/7. And I think if we unplugged in some way, some of us are going to find we're going to sleep better. We're going to be able to come off some stuff that we're on because we're just trying to get through. And the fact is, if you unplug, there's a whole lot of stuff I don't know. I love the fact that I don't stay like absorbed on social media. Now, of course, I post, you all know what's going on, and I post inspiration. And a lot of that, you know, I'll schedule and make sure it's out there, but I do not spend my time looking and reading because I get depressed if I do that. Have you ever stayed on Twitter for 5 minutes? It is depressing. I'm like, no, you know, oh my God, these people are mean. These people are like really angry. It's not good for my spirit. It's not good for my spirit to do that. I'd rather be in the Word. I'd rather be listening to worship. I'd rather be doing stuff that is replenishing me on the, of course, what I need to know, I know. I've got a whole staff and a whole team that if I need to know something, Chris, this is what's going on in the world. This is what's happening. But I am not spending my life scrolling through other people's lives. I'm busy living my own life. If you would live your life and stop scrolling through everyone else's life, you might find yourself strengthened and encouraged and filled with the strength of the Holy Spirit doing what you're called to do. So, you know, the crowds gathered. But Jesus went to desolate places to pray. I look at this and it says the crowds came. Jesus said to the dude, don't say anything. And the crowds, I think this is the closest thing to going viral before technology. I think this is how you went viral before social media. Jesus says, don't tell anyone. We're the opposite. We go post it on Facebook, go and do an email blast, go and put it on Twitter, go and put it on Instagram, do a Snapchat, tell the world. But Jesus says, don't tell anyone. And the crowds gathered. And even when something went viral, we would think, good marketing opportunity. This is going to build Jesus's ministry. All the crowds are going to come. This is going to be awesome for Jesus. This is going to be so great. Quick, get the photo shoot out. Get these things posted. It's going to be awesome. And then the crusade will be bigger in Nazareth than it was last year. And Jesus is like, you know what? This is awesome. I'm going to unplug. You all do what you want to do with your crowds. Me, I'm going to go and have a chat to my Father. I need to replenish my soul. All this 24/7 connection, it's a bit too much. I'm sure that if Jesus was here in this time, he'd be saying, you know, you probably should monitor how much social media time you're really doing, how much screen time you're really doing, how much time are you spending on the internet or on YouTube. You know, you probably need to disconnect. You probably need to set some really strict boundaries for you and for your family about, because so much of the anxiety you're feeling, you don't even realize it's because you're connected 24/7. So much of the depression and the stress that you're feeling, it's because you're connected 24/7. If you would just have the courage to unplug from this so you could plug in to Jesus, you would begin to find peace and love and joy come back into your soul, come back into your heart. You would begin to hear the voice of God again. You would sense Him in His Word again. You would have a lot less stress about things that you're worrying about that you shouldn't even know about. A whole lot of us are worrying about stuff because we are in everybody else's business. No wonder the Bible says, mind your own business. You would have a whole lot more peace. Man, when I was younger, I wanted to know everything about everyone. Now that I'm older, I don't want to know nothing about anybody. I'm like, and even to my team, I'm like, do I need to know? Christine Kane is on a need to know basis. If I don't need to know, I don't want to know. I have just been burnt too much by knowing what I don't need to know. And so I never thought that I would get here, but I am here to testify. I am on a need to know basis. I sleep better. I eat better. I exercise better. I love God better because I don't want to know what I don't need to know. I'm like, knock yourselves out. Knock yourselves out. And so the fact is that if Jesus had to unplug from people to plug into God so he could serve people, how much more do we? We've lost our minds in our generation that we would think we could stay connected to people in the world 24/7 when our own Savior, who was God incarnate himself, said, you know what? I'm unplugging. I've just healed this guy. The crowds have come. Revival has hit. But I am having a break. I'm going off first century social media. I'm going off the grid because I want to tap into my Father. And I think if we don't learn to balance, I think in many ways, and the blessing of being as old as I am is that I do have a life before the internet. I know some of you don't, like my daughter's like, what is that? What does that even mean, Mum? Like, Mum, what was it like? Literally, my youngest said to me, what was it like living without computers? Mum, how did you live? Like it was just like she just couldn't fathom that you just couldn't go online and order what you want, that you just couldn't talk to someone. It just was not. I mean, when I try to explain to her what a fax was, what a page machine is, she's like, wow, was it hard, Mum? Was it hard? I'm like, it was peaceful. But because of that, I have a before and after The challenge is when you don't have a before and after and this is all you know. And so you think, hang on a minute, this is the only way it is. And I'm saying, it is the way it is and it's not going anywhere. And I love it. Anyone that follows me, you know, I keep you all updated and I love it. I love it because it doesn't control me. I control it. And I've got some checks and balances in my life for if that gets out of order. I've got some people that are just like, you know what, we need to pull this in a little bit. And that's a great benefit. And I hope you've got some good accountability people in your life that will just go, you know what, the reason you've got so much stress is FOMO. I've even taught my daughters. My daughter came into my room yesterday and she goes, Mom, I know that I just need to just chill tonight and just kind of stay home. She goes, and I know I've got serious FOMO, but if I just don't look at my phone too much, I'll be better. And she's like, so, and I'm saying, honey, it's true. It really is. And she knows it. She knows the difference, even at her age as a teenager, that if I can spend all my time in anxiety on my bed looking at what all my friends are doing and I'm not there and it can cause a whole lot of tension, or I can just put the thing down and just say, you know what? This is going to be okay. And there is life beyond being connected 24/7 all the time. And I hope for some of you watching this, you know, I don't know, there are so many messages that I speak and there's a whole lot more that are a lot more like, wow, let's go, you're going to take the ceiling off. But I don't know that there's much else that I'm going to tell you that could be more helpful to you than what I'm telling you right now. Some of you, the anxiety and the stress and the pain that you are feeling is because you have not disconnected long enough with this world and with people to connect with God. And you feel like you're missing out on everything because you're not going to the Word to find out what you already have. When you don't know who you have and what you have, you are looking to people to try to get what is never going to ultimately satisfy you anymore. I love social media. I love the benefits of it. I love the connection of it. I love the ability to propagate the gospel. I love that I can keep in contact with friends and family from all around the world. But I'm telling you, the day that it kicks over where you think there's no life outside of that life, when you can't bear, I mean, there are people and, you know, I'm sure that the data and the research is beginning to come in that there would be, you know, measurable, quantifiable studies that have been done as to the damages this must be doing to a generation to be connected 24/7, how that must hardwire our brains, what that must make us expect. It is dangerous. The only way you are going to be conformed and transformed to the image of God is to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. You are not going to be ye-ing transformed by being on social media or the internet or YouTube 24/7. You are going to be transformed by having your mind renewed in the Word of God. It is only the Word of God that will change you, that will transform you. If you abide in my Word, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. It's not the truth that you don't know that will set you free. It is only the truth that you do know. And if you have got your eyes on this 24/7, scrolling through what everyone else is doing, reading through a whole bunch of news, which half of it is fake anyway, and then going through the whole sort of thing of what's happening and what am I missing out? And they're all temporal things that are over in a second anyway. You are just going to constantly feel depleted. You are going to constantly feel empty. You are going to constantly feel like you've missed out. You are constantly going to feel like you don't measure up. You are constantly going to feel like you are not worthy. You are constantly going to be getting more stressed, more angry, more anxious, more feeling like you are a loser. But if you got your face in this book, maybe it's time to get your face off Facebook and get it in the book. And if you got it in that book, you would discover who you are in Christ. You would discover the promises that are yours to grasp in Christ. You would discover that God is for you, that God made you, that God loves you, that you are created in His image, that you have an eternal purpose and that He's got an eternal plan for you. And instead of feeling less than, you would know who you are and you would operate out of who you are and do what God has called you to do. But the thing is that some of us, we've just forgotten how to turn this thing off. Mm-hmm. We've forgotten what it is to push the button, turn it off and swipe it off. We are people that are running around in the spirit, even in the realm, freaking out all the time. Like we're having conversations with people and we're just saying, how much charge have I got left? When is this thing going to come through? And then there people are running around. I mean, I'll watch. Next time you go to an airport, have a look, man. You're watching people. They're like, ooh, I've got to shut. Where is this? Oh, no, I'm running out. Please, do you have a charger? Does this thing work? This one doesn't work. And you watch people. They go cray cray. It's like this. I've tried to plug this in and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not charging. I'm running out and I'm going to get out. Just hang on a minute. And you hear them like yelling at each other. Hang on, I'm running out of juice. I'm like, I didn't need to know that from six terminals over. You met those people on the plane? It's like, honestly, I'm like, really? I didn't need to know all that about you. We haven't even said hello yet. But anyway, so the deal is we're running around freaking out. Imagine if we would put in as much energy and work to think, man, I'm a bit low on my Jesus connection. Right. I'm a bit low. You know what? And that we would have this attitude to church and to worship and to the Word of God is like, I'm running low. I've got to go plug in. I've got to go plug in. I've got to get in with some believers. I've got to worship the King of Kings. I've got to hear the Word of God. I've got to be in fellowship. So instead of freaking out because we're not connected and our phone's running out of charge and we're not connected to the internet, why don't we have that same spirit that says, man, I'm going to do whatever it takes. If I don't get my time with Jesus today, I can't function. I'm going to be flat. If I don't get to worship my King, I can't function. If I'm not part of a local church community, I can't function. So you know what? You all can do what you want to do, but I need to plug into Jesus so that my world can function and my life can function. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. We hope today's message has encouraged and helped you. By the way, we'd love to see you positioned to experience all the great things God wants to do in your life. And we've got a special gift that'll help you do that. Just go to ChristineCain.com/podcast devotional and download your free copy of Christine's 14-day devotional, Spiritual Growth Spurts.